Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Walking along the beach, some people like to do that to relax. We talked to Dimity yesterday about de-stressing activities. She said that's her favourite thing to do. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what Alex up in Queensland likes to do. 28-year-old Alex Tam was out for a morning stroll along his favourite beach in Maroochydore on the Sunshine Coast, and he stumbled across something washed up on the sand. And so he pulled out his mobile and shot a little bit of a video, and the thing he found, he is pretty sure, is an alien.
Alright, I was just going for my morning walk on the beach and I've stumbled across something weird. This is like one of those things you see when people claim that they found aliens. So, yeah, there it is.
I just love how he thinks he's found an alien and he has a typical Aussie reaction like, so yeah.
Here we are.
There it is. You know, I would like to see a Aussie director's cut of that chest bursting scene out of the movie Alien. Like,
oh god! So, yeah, there it is.
Calm under pressure.
Wouldn't be quite as horrific, I think, if Alex was there. So, yeah, when you look at this picture, okay, it's this really bizarre creature. It's got a reptile-like skull and tail. These four clawed hands, completely hairless, very pallid skin. It's a weird-looking creature. And Alex, you know, he was baffled by it, although after a while he went, oh, hang on.
Looks like a D-haired possum, but different to anything I've seen. Extraterrestrial.
I'm making the call. It could be a, as he puts it, D-haired possum. Like it's gone down to its local beauty parlor and got an all-over Brazilian or something.
Yeah, I've seen the photo. It's just laying there on its back, spread eagle. Looks like it's just having a sunbake.
Yeah. So the University of Queensland was called up to say, what is this thing? Is Alex right? Is it an alien? And Associate Professor Stephen Johnston took a look at the photo and said, are the animals most likely a swollen, waterlogged brush tail possum?
No alien.
He said the skull and hind limb give the clues and it's probably been washed away by the recent flooding that they had in the area. So in scientific terms,
hello, possum!
I think that's his base analysis. So no alien creature washing up on the shore. I mean, I love how there's like there's no in between. Could be a hairless possum or extraterrestrial.
I know. There's no middle ground there.
So just a warning, though, if you do see a pale and bloated alien-like creature lying on the sand at Tasra Beach, please don't video it or call authorities. It's just me. That's okay. Plain and simple.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Morning. Good morning.
Now, ladies, we've been hearing about the Sleep On It Challenge for the last year or so, and it's been postponed mainly due to COVID and lockdowns, that type of thing, but it is finally happening. People, I'm sure, they're familiar with things like the Sit On It Challenge, which was to raise awareness about Fonzie from Happy Days, but what is the Sleep On It Challenge all about, for those that don't know?
Yeah, sure. We have been delayed. This is our third attempt, and we're going to get across the line this time. We've had some COVID issues that have caused us to postpone a few times, but we're ready and raring to go this time.
Yeah, so you've greased a few palms when it comes to Mother Nature and everything else?
Oh, absolutely. Everything we have to.
Looks like it's going to be great because you've got bands lined up, food stalls, absolutely everything. It's just going to be a great night out.
Yeah, it sure is. We're really looking forward to it. We've got some great musos playing from 4 to 8 p.m. and then our Sleep On It Challenge happens after that from 8 p.m. and those who have registered will enter into the pavilion and we've got a few little challenges for them to get through the night. So they've got to use some tokens, which they'll be basically their budget for the night, giving them a few pressures and realities of what it might be like to be homeless.
Do you have a snoring and a non-snoring section in the pavilion for those of us?
Yeah, that could be part of the challenge. So,
it might be.
I don't think there's very much sleeping going on somehow. There'll be some games and we'll be running a film which is based around homelessness as well, and that is Filthy Rich and Homeless.
So we want to give people a chance to see what it might be like to go without a few things and have a few challenges thrown at you that might make you a little bit less comfortable so they can see firsthand what it might be like and what you might have to sacrifice if you're homeless.
Yeah, because it is a growing problem, isn't it? Here on the far south coast, we had the bushfires from a couple of years back, and then since then, it's an issue that's always making headlines in our region, because with rent going up and the lack of affordable housing, it seems to be something that more and more people here on the far south coast have to deal with.
Brad, you probably couldn't have explained that any better. And I guess that's pretty much why we're also running this event, is to raise awareness, because it is a big problem in our area and we really want the community to get behind this and support it, because it's not going away and we're hoping support from the community.
And we're doing this also to raise money for the social justice advocates, who have been vital in helping us as organisations to temporarily house people in caravans. And that has been exacerbated, yes, by the fires, by COVID, by people moving here, but we still have homeless people presenting that haven't been affected by those things as well. It's just so competitive to get into housing here.
Yeah, for people that are interested in the Sleep On It Challenge, is it too late to get involved now, or have you got a cap on the amount of people allowed? Or
no, absolutely, get involved. Our posters are everywhere around the town. We've also got a Facebook and Instagram under Sleep On It Challenge. Please jump on those and you can see the registration information. For anybody who wants to register and raise money, they need to follow two-part entry on that to get their ticket from Eventbrite and start their registration to raise money on their own site under Just Giving. And anybody else who wants to just come along for the music part of the event can just rock up and come in. Gold coin donation will always be happily accepted. Come and enjoy the music and the food and the entertainment from 4 to 8.
And so far we've raised approximately 18,000.
Oh, wow. Great.
It'd be great to get to 20 or even more. So if you just want to donate, you can do that as well through Just Giving.
Friday, April 8th at the Bega Showgrounds is when the Sleep On It Challenge will be happening. Come rain, hail, or there won't be any shine because it's going to be nighttime.
Yeah.
But if you want to take part, there's further details on our website, powerfmbegabay.com.au. Just head to the community section if you want to get involved in the challenge on that night, or maybe you just want to help raise some funds towards homelessness. I'm sure it will be greatly appreciated. Hutsy, I've got a two-man swag. You willing to spoon?
Head to toe.
I'm Big Spoon.
Caught it first, no returns. Darn it, he gets me every time. All right.
All right, looks like we're coming along next Friday at the Bega Showgrounds. We will see you there, Kylie and Donna. Thanks for chatting this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, the world was rocked when it was announced Shane Warne had passed away from a heart attack in Thailand. And, well, it's sort of been a bit quiet a little bit on the Warne front the last week or so because of everything else that's been happening in the world. But last night was the big memorial. I was sort of umming and ahhing about whether to watch this. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a couple of hours. Is it going to be just overkill, or is it going to be a great tribute to a legendary Australian bowler?
I would have thought as a self-confessed cricket tragic, you would be required to watch this. Like,
I did.
Unmissable.
Yeah. Commercial free, that was one of the big clinches as well. So yeah, it was just really great. It wasn't overkill at all. Like, everyone had their little moment they needed to say something, and then that was it, then to the next person. Nothing was ridiculously dragged out. So I have to actually tip my hat off to Eddie Maguire doing a great job as the master of ceremonies. Never thought I'd say something like that, but everyone had a chance to speak, and then there were obviously people leaving little anecdotes and things, but it was just so inclusive, everything. It's like everyone that had a big part in his life had a chance to say what they felt, whether it was via video message or being there in person.
Even his ex-wife.
His ex-wife?
Simone.
No, she didn't. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm pretty
you
sure she
would.
Yeah, I could tell you some stories. No, it was all G-rated, but there was a big cricket pitch right in the middle, like an aisle at a wedding, and then there was like a set of stumps at the end with his baggy green. So that was a nice little touch. They also had big screens up around 55,000 people there. Even there was someone doing sign language as well on the big screen.
Oh, that's good.
So everyone was included in this whole thing as well. And, well, they had to ask the question. Everyone's telling some war stories. Plenty of great stories out there. Glenn Robbins was saying every time he'd chat with Shane Warne, like Shane Warne had just time for everyone. He'd say, you know, he'd ask how you are, and then you'd sort of go, oh, yeah, I'm all right. And they'd look you dead in the eyes every time and say, how you really going? Like, he could read people just so well and get it out of them, whatever it was. Like, whether you be a celebrity or just an everyday person, everyone said the same thing, like, he always had time for people if, you know, they wanted to ask a question or something like that, which was great to see. But then came the Aussie larrikin part. Merv Hughes, a lovable Victorian, former Australian fast bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Warne got on famously. And then Mark Howard, one of the presenters on Fox Cricket, was asking, he goes, all right, if you could sum up Warne in one word, what would it be? This was Merv Hughes' response.
If you could have one word to describe Warne, what would it be?
Bogan. Dead set bogan.
Dead set bogan. That's two or three words, but I like it.
Shows the intelligence of the fast bowl. They used to make fun of him back in the day. Yeah, a couple of words too many there. But probably,
I was going to say the mullet wasn't a giveaway, was it?
No, no. The kids got up and said some really touching messages. Everyone, there was musical acts. You had Ed Sheeran dedicating songs, Robbie Williams. You had Chris Martin from Coldplay, who sung a couple of songs as well. It was really good to see. But
have any Aussie artists?
Aussie artists?
Perform? Like, they're all
John,
English guys.
John Stevens. Oh, John Stevens okay, did like an In Excess Noiseworks mashup and a few other things as well. Anthony Kalia sang the prayer.
Okay, sure.
Towards the end. But probably the most touching moment was an actual letter that Shane Warne's younger brother, Jason Warne, wrote to him in 1993 when he was just hitting that sort of where he was on that rise, you know, towards his superstardom of cricket.
Mm.
And this letter was just eerily close to how the next 20 years panned out. Have a listen.
Don't let the chance slip by enjoying the limelight and resting on your laurels. That comes in 10 years' time when you have rewritten all the record books. Make some more sacrifices and give people the opportunity in 20 years' time to say, remember Shane Warne. We'll never get another leggy like him. He was the best spinner Australia has ever had.
Next is Scott Morrison.
Yeah, I think I want to ask his brother about the lotto numbers as well.
Yeah.
Got that one like pretty right, yeah.
Fortune teller.
Speaking of ScoMo as well, they actually held another event at the SCG, so they had a crowd there. Obviously, the budget wasn't stretched as much as like this for the musical talent because, you know, ScoMo was there. Unfortunately, he was getting booed when he was there as well.
Is that because he was playing the ukulele? Was he trying to do a touching tribute?
As a matter of fact, he was, you know, they sort of shortchanged him on the musical talent, so we had a crack, you know.
Take me to the
I say don't quit your day job. That's not going too well either.
No.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.